Have you ever been in a crowded room and felt completely alone? I'm a total people person and feed off the energy of a crowd, but man, there have been times this dark cloud of isolation can rest on me out of nowhere and make me feel unworthy of anyone's attention, much less like anyone would want to have a meaningful conversation with me or stop long enough to simply ask me a question, say hello, or get to know me better. It's crazy because surrounded by people, you're obviously not alone, yet you feel isolated, avoided, disengaged, out of place, misunderstood, left out. And in those moments, you actually want to isolate yourself and run away. What about on your cell phones and laptops? You can have hundreds or thousands of friends, yet struggle with feeling alone. There is a loneliness epidemic, and it's hazardous to your health and your children's health. Studies continue to show the more time you spend on social media, the more socially isolated you feel. The very thing it was created for, to connect you, turns out to further isolate you. Oh, the irony. You know, the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about being isolated, maybe I've watched way too much Discovery Channel, but I start thinking of those small gazelles that get separated from the pack. And you know what happens next? Mama lion is waiting in the bushes to attack. The very real truth is Satan wants you to feel lonely, isolated, and less than. That's where you are easy prey for spiritual attack. And the holidays can add even more emotions to the mix. The truth we can know is we are never alone. Read Psalm 139. We are known and nothing can separate us from the presence and love of our Father. We were created to exist in relationship, first with God and then with others. We were designed to fit into a body of believers, not flying solo, many parts working together in unity to shine the gospel light of Jesus to the world. I am reminded of the words of Jesus in Matthew 28, the end of verse 20. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus is about to ascend back home to heaven. His disciples are looking into the eyes of their risen Lord, Savior, and friend. He's laid out the task before them and ends with the most reassuring words ever. I am with you always. You are never alone. Trust and know I am with you. When you're faced with loneliness and isolation in a crowded room or in your living room, speak truth to those lies being whispered to your heart and mind. I am not alone. Jesus knows me. He loves me. And he is with me. Then move and live out of that truth. When you believe truth, your life will reflect that. You'll walk that truth out with confidence and you'll shine bright the love of Jesus. That's the truth. So maybe set some limits on your screen time. Monitor those kiddos. As a family, step out and serve a youth program or food pantry. And if you find yourself in a crowded room feeling lonely, find someone that doesn't have a friend and say hello. Be Jesus to the world and remember his words as you go through your day. I am with you always. I'm Lori Klein.